Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy here. It's Friday. How are you? Good morning, Sandy Waters. Hello.
Today is one of those days that it's like, why? Why even start? Like,
why even come into work?
Let's just end. Let's go home, everybody. No. And I don't know. I think all of us have that day where it's like, wow, nothing is going right. Like, the universe doesn't want me to move forward.
I think it was the whole week, I think, for me. It was actually Tuesday on. It was just, it's been brutal.
Now, I don't know. Somebody verify, is Mercury in retrograde? If you believe that kind of stuff or not, whatever I say that, my husband gets all angry.
He hates it when you go, woo, woo.
Oh, he hates that. But I'm like, legitimately, things are not working. Like this morning, Scott goes into his main computer. Yes. It's an update. Okay. Normal.
And the Windows update, you know, I'm like, uh-oh. But then the computer was like, this may take a while. I'm like, ugh.
And now it just doesn't work.
Yeah. So, great.
See, Mercury's in retrograde. So, it's a real thing.
Because everything's connected, right? Then I had to text our chief engineer, who sent out an email saying, don't bog me the next 4 days because I'm going to be up all night working on radio towers.
Yeah, because we're short staffed like everybody.
And I'm like, oh, and he had to bring someone in from out of town to help him and the whole package. And I'm like, I am so sorry to reach out. But, ..
See, here's the thing with that.
So he's working remotely on my computer as we speak.
Yeah, that's awful. Now, here is the thing with that. And I don't think here at the station we're the only ones that deal with this, but there is one go-to guy in your office or go-to girl in your office that is just slammed with work.
And like, indispensable.
Overwork.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Overwork, underpaid, doesn't have help. I don't know why we don't hire more people, but whatever. And you just feel so guilty. Or this is the question, I guess. Do you feel so guilty?
I was talking to my brother who was in town yesterday. From Watertown.
Yeah.
And because he works at the radio station in Watertown, too. He's like big shot up there. And we got talking about our beloved Derek, who our chief engineer, and like what an amazing, you know, feat he has to perform daily. Like, it's so weird that I had like a 15-minute conversation with my brother about this God in my eyes who always keeps us
working. Oh, my God.
Working.
Now you're laying it
out.
You know Derek's listening, don't you, Derek?
No,
he's kissing up to you.
He's not listening. Why would
he
be listening?
He's kissing up to you. I don't know.
Why would he be listening when he's working on my computer as we speak? I'm watching the mouse move. He's not listening to us. He's like, oh, I wonder if we're talking about this. He's a God in my eyes. I'm going to send all of my Odyssey points to him.
Oh, now he can get a sleeping bag
so we can get a coffee mug. Anyway, all right, it's 5:51 on the Buzz. We'll hop through this today.
Okay, good. I hope your morning is going much, much better. If you're dealing with something crazy where the universe is just telling you to stop and don't go to work, you can let us know. We're all in this together.
We got lots of stuff to give away to you this morning. Got some Aerosmith tickets this hour. We got some Carrie Underwood to give away next hour.
Go on my bank.
Okay. Looks like everything's up and running.
Is it working over there?
About an hour and 15 minutes behind. No big deal.
That's fine. It's Friday.
You know, I know we're going to get into what happened at Trader Joe's next in a few minutes. But did you hear what happened at Tim Hortons?
No, what?
They accidentally sent an email telling thousands of customers that they won a $40,000 fishing boat. Whoops! Now a bunch of angry Canadians are demanding their boats and threatening a class action lawsuit. When companies, it's like when animals attack, it's like when interns screw up.
Oh, no, no, no. Wait, how was it? Was it, like, what would it, how, why is that email even being written? You know what I mean? Like, what's the behind the?
I don't know. I think it's there.
Like, how does an email like that
go out?
Yeah.
I just have, like, a piece of audio about it. I don't have the story in front of me, but I just saw that this email was accidentally sent to thousands of customers. Thousands of Canadian customers.
Oh, my gosh.
Saying they won a $40,000 fishing boat. I don't know if it's the part of that, you know, their roll up the wind rim thing or whatever they, you know, how they do contests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's local.
Well, that's what it was. That's what I'm seeing, that it's, they sent out a voice memo, a voice message. Please disregard the content of that email. Tim Hortons says technical errors falsely told people they won the boat because of that roll up to win. Yeah, but okay. So I still don't understand why.
How it got out like that? Yeah, it's always the intern's fault, right? Somebody screws up.
Oh my god! Right? Oh, recapped all the prizes he won this year, and it included one he didn't recognize.
Uh huh.
Oh, a 2024 Tracker Targa 18WT boat and trailer.
Hey, now.
And trailer.
And a trailer, yeah.
Which retails for $39,000 US, 55,000 Canadian.
Yikes. Yikes.
So, okay, so it was a list of things that you won. So these are die hard roll up to win.
Roll up the rim.
Tim Horton gamers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these are passionate people. Who will not say, oh, that's okay.
They're like prize pigs, right?
Cannot mess with that type of person. Oh, no.
Anyway. Good morning, 98.9 Buzz, as we start your morning off here with Spisano and Sandy. It's about 20 after 6. I love Trader Joe's, by the way. I do love it. And I like to call hippie Aldi's.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Now, this is not a slam in any way to Trader Joe's. It just so happened to happen at Trader Joe's.
Sure.
But it's kind of like one of those situations where you are like, okay, fine. I'll spend more money and buy organic. Mm-hmm. Fine.
They got good prices, though. It's not that
I'm just expensive. Speaking. Okay, so now, Scott, aside from Trader Joe's, I'm talking about just the idea of buying organic. When you say, okay, fine, I'm going to do it. I'm going to dish out more money because it's more expensive without a doubt. Buying organic, okay, fine. And then all of a sudden, you get the poops.
Salmonella.
There's been a salmonella reported salmonella outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Possible salmonella outbreak on their in Infinite Herbs organic basil. So Trader Joe's, and this is Infinite Herbs organic basil sold at all Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Several states, a handful of states, New York being one, Trader Joe's voluntarily pulled it.
Okay.
And, you know, this happens, right?
This
is not the first time ever, first store ever to have this happen.
No.
But then it makes me think, in 818-2899, if you want to join in on this conversation, Aerosmith tickets for you.
We've got tickets to their final concert.
Okay. Because I think everybody has an opinion about this and everybody thinks about this. When you're eating your food or the food that you choose, how much do you really trust the food that you're eating?
I love looking at the bags of vegetables saying pre-washed, you know, kind of like,
do you take that like and just dump it in your bowl?
Absolutely. Or? Yeah. I take them for their word. Yeah. I'm like, oh good. They washed it for me.
I know, but do you trust that? What does that even mean? Pre-washed.
I do.
I don't think they're really washing
but
it.
But then you see people picking celery in the fields, and you're like, maybe I'll just wash it. Watch it.
Well, okay. Okay, so do you know anybody? And now this has gotten into my head.
What?
And I have talked about it on the air several times where, like, after I had my two bouts of COVID, like, years ago, now it's years ago, I can say.
Oh, wow.
I still haven't fully gotten my, I don't know, myself back. I still feel a little kind of aloof. Mm. So I am really diving deep into this world of trying to eat healthy and trying to take out the bad food toxins in my life. Mm-hmm. Do you know anyone who has gone so Looney Tunes crazy with eating? Because I'm buying into what my friends are telling me, friends of a friend, who's like, I, this is what you got to do. The minute he told me that he doesn't use toothpaste, I'm like, peace out.
What?
I'm done. What do you mean?
What do you mean he doesn't use toothpaste? What does he use?
Yeah, because he's like, well, the way they make the toothpaste, there's toxins in there. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay, now we've gone crazy.
You don't.
He has this gum. I guess you can buy this toothpaste gum or something.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah. I know, but I mean, there could be some truth to what he does, but I kind of feel like we all have that person,
you know,
in our life.
It's funny you say the toothpaste thing. My wife overuses toothpaste. Like, she puts like a whole big thing on. It's, you're only supposed to use like the size of a pea.
Size.
Yeah.
Well, tell her. I should introduce you to this guy.
Yes.
He'll get her to stop.
I can't believe that. Good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve Hyde.
What's up, Steve Hyde? You spend a little extra and go organic, and do you thoroughly wash your vegetables?
Or anything. Anyone that you know that's just gone crazy about this.
I do not.
Yeah.
But my wife is obsessed with organic vegetables.
Really?
See, now, I hear that you think you're buying organic and there's something like some fine print, something that the FDA allows through that really isn't good for us. And
there's levels of organic, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's BS, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm lost. I don't understand any of it, but she insists that it's way better for her, and I let her do what she wants to do.
Yeah, yes. Just leave it alone.
See, that's funny because I don't know if that dynamic happens in a lot of relationships where one person is trying to be clean, because that's me right now and your wife right now. Mm-hmm. But my husband, when I'm like, okay, no, don't eat that. That has bad toxins, I hear. Roll their eye.
Right.
Like, he rolls his eyes at me and is like, okay, you do you. I want to eat whatever. It doesn't bug you. It doesn't mess with your head.
No.
I know.
Okay.
It's weird. It's like, as in anything, you know, everything in moderation. You know, if you're eating tons of processed orange food with orange dust on it, it's going to kill you, right?
Yeah, but according to all this stuff that I'm, and probably your wife is doing this too, researching, it's like, it doesn't even matter moderation. It's like, it's bad for your body. Our bodies can't handle all that, all those toxins. So you could say in moderation, but it's still too much. No, doesn't mess with you. Okay.
It doesn't.
Both of you are like.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you notice a difference.
That's going to be a look like, what are you talking about?
Are you, it's like, do you really notice a difference now that you're spending an extra $1,000 a year on organic, you know, foods?
I would think you, of all people.
Yeah. What's that?
I would think you, of all people, Scotty, would consciously make an effort to try to find foods that are so clean.
I do, but I'm not obsessed with it. I don't do research. I always just go as close to the ground as possible. Does that make any sense? If it comes from the ground to your plate, excellent. If it goes from ground to a factory and then it gets dyes put in it, then it's not as good for you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. We all get it. That means
I get from the farmer's market.
Yeah, I know. That I can't wait for Sunscape. Yeah, I can't wait for Sunscape to open out on Creek Street. I get my veggies there out of time. And I do grow my own vegetables. I do grow my own greens.
Well, grow some for his wife, will you?
Dude, yeah.
Get the, that's organic.
Get the lettuce grow farm stand. She'll love that. That'll keep her busy forever.
So there you go.
Scott's going to give you some lettuce this year, and he's going to give you some Aerosmith tickets.
That's right,
okay?
Dude. You're going to see Aerosmith. You called in. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Steve.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Steve Hyde, you got a pair of tickets to Aerosmith. They are coming in February of 2025, but the reason being, these tickets just released this week. This is their Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes. Courtesy of Live Nation. Ticketmaster is where we get the tickets, and you got them, so you're set, man, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're
I
welcome,
appreciate
man.
It.
Thanks for calling and have a good weekend. I need you to hang on so get your info, okay?
Not a problem.
Okay, stand by. Suzanne and Sandy, happy Friday. Maybe sprinkles coming in for the afternoon and then clearing up by late in the day, 63 degrees.
All right, you know how, and I think we can all admit that each generation parents differently, right? They make some change. Like, we're parenting our kids different than how we were parented, right? How our parents did it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some of us would say we were traumatized from how our parents parented.
Yeah, exactly.
So we, you know, whatever. And they have said that, you know, every parent is going to give their kid baggage. Just how much?
Nice.
Is really your goal in life. Okay. So I went to that Women's Elevate event last night. Flossie was on the air with us, remember?
I remember,
kickoff the weekend, last weekend, talking about it. It was fantastic. It was so awesome. Just women who are so stinking successful in the same room, just talking, hanging out. And there were guys there, too. But anyhow, so I was talking to this one woman. And she has a four-year-old, so the same age as little Ellie. That's why I'm like, oh, this is perfect. And
I'm
you have to decide good or bad parenting, okay? 818-2899 if you want to join in.
Oh, so can I do that?
Good parent or bad parent?
In the moment, which she said that she did, I was like, a-da-ba-da. I went along with it. And I'm like, well, maybe that does make sense. And then I walked away thinking, I don't know if I buy into this. So the teacher of her four-year-old, parent-teacher conference, said, your daughter doesn't always listen. She has trouble. How do teachers, what's teacher talk?
Right.
She has a challenging time with following the rules.
Right, right.
And her response was, mom's response was, good.
What do you mean?
That's a you thing, not me. That good. I don't want her to always follow the rules. And I was like, what? She goes, yeah, if she doesn't want to stop playing, you know, like what rules is she not following?
Right.
Is it, oh, we got to leave the classroom for a fire drill? Or is it, you know, what? And the teacher's like, well, you know, when it's time to move on and put your toys away, she doesn't do it. Now, there's a four-year-old mooch, remember? And she goes, good. If she doesn't want to, then, you know, I don't want her to be that type of kid who just follows all the rules and can't think for herself.
I got that, too, from the teacher.
Ah, okay.
And I just shrugged it off like, well, that's because she's four, you know, and she is very independent. And being an only child, I think she works differently.
Okay. See, it's parents like you. It's the new way to parent. There is no way in heck I would have said that. My reaction to the teacher, and of course I didn't say this to this woman because I didn't think of it till after when I really started to analyze this.
Right.
There are rules for a reason. Kid, you need to follow the rules. I get it. You don't want to be so, you know, you I have heard people say, well, if you don't follow the rules, that's good because that's showing that your kid is independent, like you said, Scotty, thinks differently and bigger than the box that they're placed in. But there's freaking rules in society that you have to learn how to follow.
Yeah, like stoplights, you know, like obvious ones, but I get it, and I got the whole feeling of like, well, you know, in kindergarten there's going to be more rules. I'm like,
yes,
yeah, I know,
right?
Yeah.
She'll get
there.
That's what I'm subscribing to. Like, no, kid, there's rules in the classroom. Do not disobey those rules. People make rules for authority figures. Rules, follow them. You could still be independent. But not the new generation of parenting. That's like old school.
I think it's just a little less emphasis on confines and borders than there is allowing them to, especially at that specific age, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you're 15, it's different.
Yeah, but you act as you act when you're 15 because of what you had to, you know, how you were raised as a four-year-old.
But you also, your intelligence changes between 4 and 15.
Yeah, but why
your reasoning changes between 4 and 15. So that's why I'm on her side, you know. I'm not saying, you know, just let the, you know, like kids go wild, but still I get it.
Okay, so I'm the teacher in class.
Yeah.
Ellie is not listening.
Right.
We need to pack up our toys and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do then if she's not listening?
Well, everybody else is going to do it. And if she's a little behind on it, then she can skip over that and then go on to the next.
Okay.
Take a call quick here on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alex, what do you say?
In this case,
yeah.
Oh, just really weird because you, Scott, have a very excellent point that, like, as a toddler, it's their learning styles and just their neuroplasticity is so high that restrictions can actually be a negative.
Yeah.
But at the same point,
yeah, but Alex,
as much as you have a point, Sandy, you have an excellent point of how they learn now does have a massive impact on how they perceive the world later on.
And the thing that I get hung up on, if your daughter in the classroom is the only kid allowed, like she doesn't want to put her toys away and the teacher's like, okay, Ellie, when you're ready, whatever, I don't know. Then all the other kids are going to look at her and be like, well, why is she getting special treatment? Or then other kids are going to follow and not put their toys away. And then there's no structure.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen like every single time, all the time.
But when
right?
it happens. But it's going to be a routine because now you're teaching behaviors. You're teaching when I say, as the authority figure, it's time to put the toys away, you can pick and choose to listen to me, which is why we are so effed up with our stealing of cars. Like, we're... Like,
yes.
Nobody is following
you don't
the rules.
Put your, you don't put your toys away. You're going to become
it's gonna
a criminal.
It's going to lead into... Yes! Yes, that's it!
Alex,
that's
thanks for the call,
statement.
Man.
All right.
No problem.
We got you. It's 99 to Buzz. Dan and Sandy, 1982... On Eye of the Tiger there. Ha ha. It's Scott's Pizana, Sandy Waters. I was just thinking back of our 25 years together. I just wanted to know if that was... That's longer than 25 years, though. Yeah. Hey,
25 years.
Yeah.
We did it, my friend.
Well, we didn't do it quite yet. I think it's like August or something, right? But it's this year.
Yeah. You know what? Which is funny. And I don't know if you have this same deal. If you remember the very first day you started your job... But our boss was like, so how many, you know, when was the actual date you started, Sandy? Because Scott obviously has been on the radio longer than me because I grew up listening to him.
Right.
On the bus to elementary school,
okay,
Autumn
enough.
Lane.
That's
okay,
fine.
Anyhow.
Okay, fine.
And I was like, you know what? I don't remember. It's because, like, yeah, I don't remember either.
I don't.
Well, like, I kind of feel like it must have been summer. Like, I think I was wearing shorts when I first started.
Yeah, I think it was warm. I think it was warm. And we were on... Were we on Winton? We're on Winton Road where the radio station was.
Yes. Which is, apparently,
what?
We are unique in the fact that we cannot remember because other people that I've talked to, they remember the day they first started so vividly. Like my husband, he's in radio too. He remembers the very first song he played ever. And
oh,
I go,
God.
You do?
Oh, God.
I don't remember.
I don't
like,
either.
I don't remember that at all.
I know that it's like we get these Facebook congrats to Workiversary for all the people in our building. I've never seen one for me or you. Congratulations on their 10th Workiversary.
Oh, yeah. Because they don't remember either.
They don't know.
It's like, oh, they still here? Anyhow, so if you've listened to the show forever, we completely appreciate you. Absolutely appreciate you and
thank
love you so much.
Thank
and
you,
let us
you.
Know if you have been listening forever because we'd love to get you in on our promos and imaging and stuff that we're going to play throughout the day.
Yeah, get you on the radio. All right, it's coming up on our 7 o'clock hour. Carrie Underwood tickets on the way and kick off the weekend too on the bus. Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. What's up with you? 706, Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. We made it to Friday.
Yes.
I'm happy. Woo! And then we'll go through the weekend. Then Monday, we're going to be back at it, hanging out with a few of our listeners, some of our Buzz fam. On Monday, we're going to take them all out to Erie Grill.
Well, this is what we like to do, too. Make sure when you call into the show, you let us know, hey, longtime listener, first-time caller, whatever it might be, or how long you've been listening to the show, because, you know, I have that Google Docs list going, listeners we love. Like the people who always call into the show, we give you a nickname and whatever. Like you are truly part of our Buzz fam, and we appreciate you. So every once in a while, Scotty and I do enjoy taking out just a small group of people.
Yeah, we
just get to know you, just to see you in person. It's so cool when everybody meets each other in person. Like, oh my God, you're Sinclair! I always hear you on the air.
Yeah. It was cool. So. We had Tommy from The Rock in the studio yesterday. It was good to meet him in person. You'd already hung out with him. He's dirty money to you. He was brand new to me. So thanks for coming in, Tommy from The Rock. All right, Kyle's coming in here. All right, The Buzz. Good morning, Buzz.
Hey, it's Chef John from the Erie Grill.
Oh, hey!
Chef John.
Were your ears tingling?
How are you doing? Good morning.
Good, man. Yeah, we were just talking about how it's going to be so much fun doing this with our Buzz fam. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, we look forward to having you guys on Monday.
Yeah, we're psyched.
We really appreciate you guys, you know, when you are like, yeah, hey, why don't you come to our place, you know? I'm part of the Buzz fam, too.
So for sure. Well, we wanted to show our appreciation and to you and your fans, and we look forward to hosting you. We have some great food that we're going to offer that night, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's so fancy, too.
I haven't been in years. I know. Well, you know, got a 4-year-old and kind of squashes your date nights every so often.
Sure, you got your priorities, but yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some great things planned, and it'll be a lot of fun for you and your fans.
Are you working? Are you going to be able to hang with us?
Yeah, I'll be there, of course, for sure. Are you kidding me?
You got to come out then.
Can you give us all a tour of the kitchen? Put us all to work.
We could. It's a real small space. So
all right.
But if you really like to, we can do that.
We'll pop
you
in.
Know what, though? It's kind of like when you go to a concert, your favorite concert, and you sit front row. You're totally spoiled, and you could never watch a concert any other way, right? So this, I kind of feel like you inviting us out to the Erie Grill to take our Buzz fam out is kind of like the same deal, where now we go so fancy and good that, like, we're going to get spoiled.
I know.
And we're not going to have it any other way.
You gotta see it all.
That's right. That's right. And then we'll go next door.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we can bring you back if you guys really want to see behind the scenes.
It's like going backstage at a concert.
Kind of.
And then we'll go next door to the spa and we'll get a little relaxation.
Oh,
we'll
God, it would be incredible.
Oh, my God, you guys are awesome.
Oh, my God, we should absolutely do that. Okay, and you guys are so nice, you would be like, yeah, sure. Okay, so if we don't, we don't want to interrupt the night with going backstage for a tour. But if you could sneak out, we would love to meet you in person, because we've only talked to you on the air a bajillion times. We've never met you in person.
I'll be there with bells on. You kidding me? I wouldn't miss it for the world.
All right, sounds good.
We look forward to seeing you, and it'll be great on Monday.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Chef John, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for calling in.
You guys have a wonderful day, and we'll see you Monday.
All right, see ya. Bye.
All right, thanks. Bye now.
Hey, I just want to mention that if you go to 989thebuzz.com, you can get in for a chance to win the ultimate Mother's Day package, $300 to the Erie Grill. Thanks to our good friends at the Rochester's best senior living community, the Village at Unity. Good people there, too. So I'm going to scope it out, man.
I did a video at the Village, and I got to post that on our Buzz page, because I did like a behind. You know how they add so many new things to the Village at Unity? They're always being like creative with activities.
Yeah.
So I did boxing with the people there, cheerleading, boxing, cheerleading. Oh, there's a third thing. What the heck was it? Well, watch the video. Why am I drawing a blank? See, I am one step closer to being there.
Yes, exactly.
There. But anyhow, then a woman there, she was so stinking sweet. Grandma gave us advice. She's 94 years old, and she gave us advice. It's so awesome. But
you
can win that Mother's Day package just going at 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, man. Sounds good. Get down. Good morning. 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters here. Good morning. Happy Friday. Might sprinkle today. Nothing serious. Maybe after 12 noon today. A little shower possible. About 60 degrees. Before we get into the vacancy over at Eastview, the Lord and Taylor thing, I do want to mention that Allman Brothers guitarist Dickie Betts died yesterday. His battle cancer. He was 80 years old, and the Allman Brothers, even though he was not a biological Allman Brother, he was. Take
on
a listen.
Guitar and vocals, Mr. Richard Betts.
He sang this. So this is her biggest hit. Play guitar, sang lead vocals on songs you heard many times, didn't realize it was him. So there you go. He was a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, and he was 80 years old. So there you go. Music lives on, though, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah. It'll always live on here.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of music,
818-2899,
if you want to join in on this conversation, first call through, Carrie Underwood tickets for you.
Yeah.
So, Lord and Taylor. Now, we've been talking about the vacant Lord and Taylor, and it was so sad. So many of us were like, oh, it was so sad to see it, like, you know, just shut down COVID. COVID took it down.
It's so funny. That was my first major purchase in Boston was at a Lord and Taylor. I bought a suit.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a credit card.
Really?
And I spent $1,000 on a complete suit, tied, you know.
Wow.
Belt, shoes, the whole thing.
Do you still have that suit for $1,000?
I actually.
You fit in it.
I do.
Try it on. Let's see if you fit in it.
No, I do still fit in it. I do.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
There was a point in your life where you did when you didn't fit in it, but now you are looking good.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of weight.
You, yeah, great. It's the 4-year-old that keeps me thin.
Right. You can't eat. You don't have time.
I know.
Best diet ever. But so many of us would drive past East Street Mall or go to East Street Mall, and it's kind of sad when you see any vacant store, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently, so there was a big debate because the town of Victor and Will Morite, who owns the malls, was like, listen, we want to fill this location, but the owner of Lord and Taylor really owned that space.
Oh, they actually owned the plot.
Yes. Huh. So the Victor and Will Morite couldn't do anything with it.
Oh, I see.
Well, now the New York State Appellate Court said, listen, we're ruling in favor of the town of Victor and Will Morite. Oh. So sorry to the owners of Lord and Taylor. You guys got to relinquish your ownership and we got to put something in here,
which
is great, right? That's a huge win.
You'd think that the Lord and Taylor people are like, whew, thanks. That's a load off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know why they, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Anyway.
But anyhow, so here's the plan.
Okay.
What they're thinking of putting in there.
Right.
So they're going to split what Lord and Taylor was into three things, which is wild. How massive, you forget how massive that space is. 50,000 square feet for an environmentally friendly home goods and clothing retailer.
Huh?
Now, these are the negotiations that are happening.
Oh,
nothing is definite.
Right.
But what do you think about an environmentally friendly home goods and clothing retailer?
There's a market for it. I think so.
Especially out on the east side.
Yeah. Do you look for that? Like environmentally friendly?
Well, you find it spread
around
everywhere.
What retailer is that? What store is that?
I don't know. I don't know a specific store itself, but I know you see them everywhere. I mean, you see that products, you know, in Target, in Wegmans, and, you know, everywhere. So to have one space, that'd be cool.
Is this kind of like a Target, Marshy's, TJ Maxx, home, where you can buy a whole bunch? You can buy pretty much that, right?
Mm.
Clothes and home goods. This is another one of those?
No.
But environmentally friendly. Then 32,000 square feet is going to be dedicated, they say they're thinking, leased to a family-owned grocery store.
Nice. Hagedorn's got a spot for you now.
Do you want to go shop? Well, didn't Wegmans try this in, what state were they in, where they tried to put a Wegmans in a mall? Where was that? Is that Minnesota? Where was
that? Don't know, man.
But I don't know if it took off. Did it take off?
Okay. I heard nothing about that. I know
you
nothing.
Didn't? No. Yes, you did.
No.
Well,
I know there was one in New York City that closed, didn't it?
No. The New York City one is still going.
Well, weren't there two and then one? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that.
But do you
know.
Need another, like, would you want to go shopping, grocery shopping, and then clothes shopping at the same time? Is that going to work?
Yeah, that'd be cool. One stop. There's not a Wegmans there in the mall, at the mall, or next to the mall.
That'll be dangerous. I think it'll be dangerous.
Why? What do you mean? Like dangerous to your money? Or
yes.
I see.
Yes. Dangerous to me, personally speaking. I would be like, if I lived on the east side, closer to East Street Mall, oh God, that would be terrible. Like, I almost can't because I love it so much. I love East Street Mall. I'd be like, honey, I'm going shopping with you. And he'll be like, what the hell are you going shopping? I've never grocery shopped a day in my life. What? I'd be glad, man. I'll go shopping. You go grocery shopping.
That's cool if it's family-owned, too. Like a local family-owned and not a chain, you know.
Where's a family-owned grocery? Besides Hagedorn's was the only one I could think of, but it's not around anymore. Who is that?
There's a lot in the outlying towns.
Oh,
yeah.
They're
family owned, but they're like, you know, smaller franchisee. Kind
well,
of
this
place.
Is Victor. So you talking, are there some like in Farmington area
I do not
and stuff?
Know that. I don't know.
They were thinking of, well, I'm asking like anybody, 818-2899. And then they would take the remaining space. They need to take a vote on this, but like, a business incubator, rec center space. That might be cool.
Rec center. That might be a good idea. Just space where people can hang and
I mean, this is just what they're thinking.
Yeah.
But then they'll have the Dick's ice rink, which is legit right there. That's the massive Dick's. And then you could go to the rec center. That might be a cool idea.
Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Who's this?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you think about that space over at Eastview? Putting all that stuff in there.
I think it's a good idea if they combined it. I think they change it up a little bit. I think it's a really good idea.
I think
actually, everything does pretty good on the east side anyway. So,
yeah, especially
would you
grocery store? Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. A grocery store? Can you see a grocery store? Is that a good fit for a mall?
Yeah, I think so.
Not really, but is it convenient? Yeah. Is it different? I think it'd be a good idea.
I mean, there's so much there, right? Not only at the mall, but across the street too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, there's a lot out in Victor in general. There's a ton of stuff out there.
Right.
So I think it'd be a good idea. I think, you know, why not? Try it.
Be creative. Yeah. It'll be dangerous, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're going to make a lot of money because if I lived, I would be like, honey, husband's like, I'm going grocery shopping. I'm like, can we go to Victor?
Yeah, let's do it at the mall.
Can we go 32 minutes to go grocery shopping?
You can do more things as a couple, definitely.
There you go. Bill's Mafia Ken just texted me. He goes, so there used to be Wade's in Farmington. That was a family-owned place, and they got bought by Tops. But so there's a way to, you know, to get in with a family-owned grocery store. Hey, man, first caller through. You got Carrie Underwood tickets. Congratulations.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Carrie Underwood is going to be at C-Max, speaking of the East Side, June 21st, courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. Hold the line, brother. We'll hook you up.
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. There, now I can hear myself. Hello, good morning. It's Pisano and Sandy on the Buzz.
So we were talking about Lord & Taylor and how now the appellate court said, listen, we're taking it away from the owners of Lord & Taylor because the space is too big. It's stayed vacant for too long.
This one over at Eastview Mall.
Yeah, so the town of Victor and Wilmorite now have ownership again. And some of the ideas that they were thinking was a grocery store. To put a grocery store in the mall.
Yeah.
But a family-owned, it said family-owned grocery.
Which I love. But then again, it could be a trick because...
Oh, wait a minute. Wegmans family-owned. Hold on. We weren't even thinking that.
Anyway, I got calls. 818-2899. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to let you know two things. So, one, there used to be another grocery store actually in the town of Victor on School Street.
Oh.
Behind Senator Diego and National Bank, there was the Market Basket.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Oh, the Market Basket. That. And that was a family-owned business? How long have...
It was a family-owned business. It's not around anymore. I don't know how long it's been closed, but later in life ended up befriending the family who owned it.
Oh, that's cool. Aww. Yeah, that'd be neat to see them go into the mall.
So what other family-owned grocery stores still exist, or will one of these resurrect and move in if this does become a thing?
I don't know. I mean, I know that there's like two, Mendon has one because it's same owners as the one in Honeyah Falls.
So wait a minute. We run commercials. Mendon Meadow Marketplace, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Mendon Meadows, that's right.
We run commercials for them.
Yeah, right. Good people. Yeah. Maybe they'll get in.
And I was thinking of another thing, too. So when I lived in L.A. for like 5 seconds, there was a grocery store at Century City Mall that had a Gelson's, which is like similar to like our Wegmans. But they had a grocery store in the mall. So when I worked at that mall, it was nice because then you could go to the store and, you know, get a little something.
On your way home. And you remember in Midtown, there used to be was it Star Market? It was in Midtown.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God.
Remember that? I worked in Midtown, I used to be able to get my groceries there and then go home. It was great.
Oh, that is convenient.
Yeah.
But it's also dangerous. Like, it's convenient for those who work at the mall. Dangerous for those who are going grocery shopping.
Oh, exactly. It dropped. It's okay.
It's such a loud, like, hang up, we're done with you.
It's like
phones are like, yeah.
They have like a little like sound effect, like so you're plucking a rubber band. It goes boom like that.
I know.
Anyway, okay, so, it's coming up on 7:45 now on 99 Buzz.
And we have Carrie Underwood tickets that we still need to give to you.
Yeah.
But now think about this. On paper, it sounds disgusting and gross, but for some reason, you find sweet satisfaction in it. Like, you're obsessed with it.
A good story coming up next on The Buzz. Keep it right here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, 99 to Buzz. Rick House and Spaziano and Sandy here. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters, Crazy here. How are you?
You're having a good Friday morning, but here's the question, and this is for Carrie Underwood tickets. So 818-2899. First call through. Mm-hmm. The most disgusting thing that for some reason you find satisfying.
Because, why did this come up?
Well, okay, I have a question. Clean out your ears, you know, that saying, like, clean out your ears.
Yeah.
You're not listening. Well, seriously, will that work? Because something has happened the last, I don't know however long, I can't hear a darn thing. And someone told me, like yesterday, we had a whole bunch of guests in the studio.
Yeah.
Could I kind of hear what they were saying to me? Maybe. Yesterday I went to the Elevate Women's event, and this is like, a lot of people are at this event, and I went with my daughter, and then after I'm like, gosh, Leah, I can't really hear. I don't know what my deal is. And she goes, yeah, I could tell, because people were asking you questions you weren't even answering. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's that bad, huh?
So then someone mentioned to me that they get their ears, like their ear wax cleaned out.
Uh-huh.
They find it so incredibly satisfying, and they do it like every month, and it's like a game changer with hearing. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Have you ever had that done?
No.
Oh no, that's a real thing. They have those things I see that they're like a water pick, and you put it in your ear and it runs saline through it or something. It's like a what do you call it? A neti pot for your ears.
My aunt used to, she had massive wax buildup. This sounds so disgusting.
It's hereditary.
Some people find it very fascinating, but she would do the candle thing. So she would put like this wax, whatever, in her ear, and then my mother would light the top of it on fire. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
It was like a funnel shaped like kind of like a candle. And it creates a vacuum. Yeah.
It did not look safe. I know. And she would unroll it and be like, and show everyone, like, look at all this wet. I'm like, you're disgusting. But I'm willing to do that if it will. Like, it all of a sudden, will I hear again? Could that really be it?
When you do some your edits and stuff, like editing audio.
Yeah.
And I can hear it all the way from Hilton, like when you're doing it. It's like so loud.
It's at 100%.
I have to mute you in order to just like, hear myself. Call 818-2899. Let's go. Here. Hey, good morning. The Buzz. How are you?
Good, Good, how are you?
Excellent. So you got something that's that everybody thinks is gross, but you'd love?
Oh, yeah. What? Oh, yeah. So when I have hot dogs during the summer, I like to put peanut butter and onions on.
Whoa, that sounds
peanut
delicious.
Peanut butter and onions on your hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did that,
yep,
like...
On the bun, on the bun.
But how do we discover this?
My dad loves peanut butter and onion sandwiches.
I love this. This is great. I'm going to try it. If you think about it, okay, ketchup is basically sugar and onion and garlic and all that kind of stuff, right? And tomato. So it's ketchup is kind of sweet, right? So if you put peanut butter and onions on it, that kind of balances it out.
I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, I'm going
to
try it.
We went from earwax to putting peanut butter on your hot dog.
Yeah,
this
man.
Is good.
Yeah, man. It's good. And just so I can chime in, I love the smell of gasoline. Have a nice day.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. No problem. Have a good rest of the day.
Okay, that sounds like a deal. I have a question. What are you doing June 21st, it's a Friday night? Got anything going on?
No, nothing's going on yet. My birthday's 4 days afterwards. So.
Okay, well then, that means you got a pair of tickets to go see Carrie Underwood at CMAC that
Yay!
Night.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Oh, happy birthday!
I love her! Thank you so much!
You're welcome so much! Who's this? What's your name?
My name's Tina.
Tina, are you like first-time caller, long-time listener?
I'm actually a long-time listener. I used to listen to you guys when you guys were on the other station.
Yeah. Well,
we got to do a little mini celebration.
Yeah, Tina's in the Buzz fam. Here we go. Yeah, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Yay!
Tina, thanks for listening. Congratulations. Hold the line. I'll hook you up with Carrie Underwood. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m., by the way. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. I'll be right back.
WBCA FM and HD1 Rochester.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, here we are Friday morning, and it wouldn't be a Friday homestand. It would not be complete without Dan Mason from the Rochester Red Wings general manager. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Scott. How are we doing?
It's back to baseball, baby.
You know it, baby.
Yeah, Sandy, Dan Mason's here.
Oh, my gosh. Are you excited for this weekend? Is it going to be nice? It's going to be nice,
It'll
right?
It'll be all right this weekend.
Yeah. It'll be all right. Yeah, it'll be right. Better than the first half of the month.
Oh,
by the
gosh.
Way, the wettest April in the history of Aprils since they've started recording rain.
Right.
Which was early 1900s, I think.
Really?
Yeah, this is the wettest April of all time.
Has it really been?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't.
Well, this guy is keenly tuned into weather.
Yeah.
Weather,
yeah.
Because
if any of the weather guys like need a day off or a vacation, they're short staffed. They call in Dan Mason. Like you know,
seriously,
okay,
yeah. I mean, I'm a wannabe weather guy. I would love to do the weather. I love it.
I'm not very good at it though, Sandy. I obviously I'm not. Yeah, I'm optimistic. I'm a glass half full kind of guy, but in my deep depression over the last 3 weeks, I've turned to looking at facts to back up my misery.
Exactly. Why not? But here we are. We're good.
It's getting better.
We're here at home this weekend. Who are we playing?
We are playing. We're playing the Toledo Mud Hens. Klinger's favorite team. Klinger
That's right.
from MASH.
That's right.
Dan Mason, there was a woman, we were just having a conversation on the air, like disgusting things that on paper sound disgusting, but for some reason you're obsessed with it and you have, like, you just love it. So it started with earwax, the satisfaction of removing earwax. But then a woman called up and said, and this is where you come into this.
Yes.
She said hot dogs, because, you know, it's all about the food at the ballpark too.
Gotta have his waggles.
Absolutely.
Peanut butter and onions.
Yeah. Peanut butter and onions.
On a hot dog?
Yeah.
I think you got to start offering peanut butter now at the ballpark.
Well, wow. I have never heard of peanut butter on his waggles before.
What's your chef's name?
Chef Keith.
Chef Keith, who, by the way, made the most amazing jambalaya from the ballpark this morning.
Ooh.
I think we got to go over and do like a Spazano and Sandy Dan Mason test kitchen thing.
Oh, I love it.
And just go get some Zweigels out, grill them up.
I love it. We
and,
have a
and try it, you know.
Yeah, we have a brand new kitchen.
You do? Yeah, that's right.
So we've got a lot more room, and we could do reds and whites from our friends at Zweigel's.
Oh, okay.
All right,
okay.
And then yeah. we can try all kinds of concoctions. You know, my personal favorite is a white hot.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Zweigel's white hot. Well mm-hmm. done with Rochester meat hot sauce on it.
Oh,
now that God. Is the way to go.
Do you remember the legendary Wayne Budd? He used to have a hot dog cart on Park Ave.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne the Hot Dog Man.
Yeah.
And he made his own chili. He made his own hot dog toppings.
Wow.
And we would, rain or shine, try to get out as much as possible, parking somewhere, Berkeley maybe, somewhere yeah. every set up his hot dog stand. And we used to just pound him. Just, God. I know we're talking baseball, but we're talking food. But anyway, what's going on in the ballpark this weekend?
We're home tonight at 6:05.
Right.
We should get a little rain here in the middle of the day, but then it should clear up by game time.
Late day clearing, it says. Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thanks for backing me up,
yes.
Scott.
Late day clearing, it says.
Come on down. Game time 6:05. So plenty of time to get a Zweigel's with whatever your favorite
peanut
topping
butter
is.
And onions, baby.
And then tomorrow, game time 1:05. Uh-huh. And then Sunday, game time 1:05. Kids can run the bases after the game. And it's our Autism Awareness Day on Sunday as well.
That's right. Aww, yeah.
Awesome.
Autism Month is April. I know. I know Sunday's supposed to be gorgeous, too. Sunshiny skies. You know, a little iffy tomorrow, but no big deal.
No big deal. It'll be fine.
We're Rochester. We can do that.
We're tough.
We're
tough. We like peanut butter and onions on our Zweigel's.
All right, buddy. Out of time. Thank you so much for stopping in. Thanks for bringing in the jambalaya. I will take Sandy's.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that, Sandy. Surprise, surprise. Your meal is getting taken.
My husband could easily eat it or bring it home to me, but nope. Scott has a second helping. That's all good.
Sometimes when you're not here, things get outside, out of mind.
Happy Scott is a good Scott. Yeah. So if that's what it takes, I'll be up.
I may not be good at predicting the weather, but I can predict that both of the jambalaya helpings will be gone by 8:30.
By the time we kick off the weekend in a few minutes. Thanks, Dan Mason. Go see the Red Wings all this weekend, okay? And we'll see you next homestand. Good morning, 98.9 Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Waters over there now.
All right. So everything now, if you've been listening for the past 25 years, you know everything about our show is just all in fun. We joke. We have fun. Everything lighthearted, happy, feel good, whateverness. But life does happen. And we like to be real here on Spaziano and Sandy. And I kind of feel like we're all very close friends, right? Like Scotty and I open up about things in our lives, in our relationships.
Yeah, good and bad. Yeah.
Yeah, we lean on you and vice versa. So Melissa is on the line and she wanted to be on with us with James Whitaker because her husband said something to her that totally blindsided her.
Exactly.
Now, if you can relate, if you have a similar story, maybe you can offer up some advice too for Melissa.
Sure.
But James is the best. He's on with us every week. He's all about helping people have that right mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very positive. Yeah. So let's go to this.
Melissa, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
I want to thank you for doing this because I know this is very personal and I know it's kind of awkward and weird to go on the air and talk about this. But like I said, there is someone out there listening right now who can totally relate and is totally right there with you.
I know. So this is my story. We still are married for 33 years, 10 months ago, got groceries, came home. He was helping me put them away and said he got an apartment.
Oh.
Yeah. In his defense, I knew that we were struggling. He had mentioned many times, you know, of being unhappy and thinking of leaving, but I never thought that he would actually do it. So it was a complete shock. I had no idea he was looking at apartments, and then it was just boom.
Boom.
He left.
Wow. Yeah.
There's been no mention of divorce. There hasn't been one day that he has left that we have not spoke. But I'm just kind of in this limbo stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the future holds for us.
How open are the lines of communication? Do you feel like you can talk openly and honestly with each other? I know the apartment scenario blindsided you a fair bit, but in all other aspects, do you feel like you have a very good line of communication with each other?
I do, yes. I do. But there are times when I'm afraid to ask him stuff.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
I don't know if I want to know the answer, but.
For sure. I have a rule in relationships and business partnerships. Never let a significant thought go unsaid. So if you've got something significant that you're feeling, you need to initiate a conversation with your husband, because so many of these things come back to communication. Like, it's really, really important. Perhaps one conversation could give each of you so much clarity in so many different areas. And a lot of the feelings that you have at the moment are as a result of you hanging on to things that you have in the past, rather than thinking about the excitement of what things that you could create for the future. In the event that you do get separated and divorced, you don't need to rush out and try and find a husband. There is so much freedom that could be created as a result of that, you being able to find yourself and regain your own identity again after 33 years. I mean, I've been married for 6 years and I feel like I've lost my identity a fair bit in the process of having kids.
It's because you have kids, right? You have kids.
Yes. And right now I feel like I'm starting to come up for air in terms of reconnecting again with who I am, and my wife is doing exactly the same thing. So that is what I would suggest.
Yeah. And when it first happened, I knew that I had to get professional help to deal with it. And I do want to say to anyone that is just starting, I tried 4 different counselors until I finally found the one that I clicked with. And I just didn't stop. I just kept going one after another until I found her. And she's like my best friend right now. She's a life recovery coach, and she's just really trying to get me to become the best I can be with or without him.
James, and I love you. This is why we have you on the air giving advice and not me, because you look at both sides of it and all perspectives. Me, my knee-jerk reaction is, oh my gosh, just let him go. If he's going to leave and get his own apartment, he wants the best of both worlds. In my eyes, it's like, well, you can't keep calling me. You left. That's making her not be able to move on. Right? So
for sure. Well, the times I feel like I'm treading water, or that I'm not living with purpose or with passion, which is very much in this situation that you've just described here, Melissa, it's because you're not clear on who you are and where you want to go. And I can tell straight away you don't have a good answer to either of those questions. When you're clear on who you are and where you want to go, you know what your values are, and you surround yourself, particularly with a spouse. Your spouse should be the primary person who lives in alignment with those values. Mm. And it seems like you have some of those values there, but there are some other things, like the apartment thing's a little unusual. And I would also be exploring perhaps some of your own behaviors. Are there some things that you have done? Like, is it I had interviewed someone recently who said, is it a toxic environment, or am I being the one being toxic? And I think in many cases, we do have to take a little bit of responsibility for the situation that we're in. So that can be really useful to do that, but really start to get clear on your values and who you are, and find out, does this husband that you've had for 33 years, have you just outgrown each other? And now does your relationship enter a new space where you can still have that love and respect for each other, but you're no longer living together, you know, no longer romantically involved? So much of this stuff, we try and really judge ourselves to try and fit in with what everything else in society is doing. And I feel like it's completely unnecessary and is what brings on so much of that heartache.
I don't know. I'll just have to see. I'm getting there, but I know that I've heard of this happening where people separate for a period of time and they get back together, and it's better than it ever was. So
right. I've been through a divorce, and none of this is easy. Especially your situation is even more complex. But it's something that a lot of people are going through and have gone through, and you'll get through it too, I'm sure.
I know. I will.
It seems like each of you having a little bit of alone time, I think it'd be really valuable. You getting outdoors, getting some exercise, getting your heart rate up, and just doing things that bring you joy without waiting for the phone to ring or a message from him.
Right.
Yeah, get out there, because the more you try and immerse yourself in his life at the time he wants space is a time that you're going to force him away. If you really care about him, you need to pull back a little bit.
Ghost him a couple of days.
You've got this, Melissa.
Well, thank you.
James, thanks for popping in and helping our listeners out. If you ever want to get a hold of us and we can put you with James, we'd love to have you reach out.
And you can find James Whitaker anywhere on social media, James Witt. Now, there's a quiz you can take too, and I don't know if that will help Melissa. Do you think it will, James, that free quiz you have up
I think it will. Winthedayquiz.com. It'll show you exactly what your strengths and weaknesses are and how you need to show up in the world.
Okay. I'll take that quiz.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Good luck, Melissa. We love you.
Thank you.
Take care, Melissa. Bye. Keep us in the loop.
Bye, Melissa.
I will. Thanks.
Hi, it's time to kick off the weekend here on 98.9 The Buzz, and I'm going to bring up Mark Randall here from the Rochester Ridgemen. Say good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hello. The Rochester Ridgemen. Now, wait a second. I've heard of the Rochester. Have people heard of the Rochester Ridgemen before?
I hope so. We've been around since 2012, and we've been trying to get the word out. We finally won the championship last season, so we're pretty excited for this coming season to defend the championship.
Yep, and you're a baseball team that's you bring in players in from all around the country, don't you?
Yeah, Major League Baseball funds the league to be a development league, a wood bat league, because these young men need to learn how to use the wood bat. It's so different than the metal bats they've been using their whole careers.
Yeah, right? Isn't that funny? So tell us, how did the Ridgemen get started, and how did you get them here to Rochester?
Well, I've been in Rochester since 99, and my wife was born and raised in Rochester. So when the team was looking to move from Alfred, they were the Alfred Thunder.
Oh.
And the guy down there said, hey, I want to move to Rochester. It's a bigger market, you know, easier to get in and out of. And so we moved the team up from Alfred, and we changed the name to the Rochester Ridgemen. I think the Ridgemen's an old name for the Webster area, the Ridge Road.
Yeah.
Something to do with the high school or something.
Sure, yeah. And you
Who's
guys
on this team? Are these kids? Are these grown men? Like, I don't know much about, my apologies, about the...
No, great question. They're all college students, student athletes. They have to have 1 year of college eligibility left, and they cannot have... They cannot have been drafted yet, so this is a chance for them to show their abilities to Major League Baseball and hopefully get drafted.
Sure,
oh, that's cool then.
Yeah, so these guys come in from all over the country, and I know one of the reasons we're getting you on is first to give you a little pub for this cool team.
Sure,
but
of
also,
course,
but you're looking to house some of these guys, right?
Absolutely. We depend on the local community to house them. They come in from Florida and California and Texas and Michigan and North Carolina. They're coming in from all over the country, primarily from places where it's too warm to play baseball in those hot climates. And so they love upstate New York. and so we actually give them a sweatshirt on the first day when they show up on June 1st. And they all laugh,
funny.
You know, they're and then by like the second week, they're all like huddled up with blankets.
Yeah, like, thanks a lot, coach. Appreciate that.
My gosh, that's so funny. Now, this is so we can say this is kind of like a foreign exchange program, but yeah, it's with baseball players, athletes. So you could potentially have an athlete stay at your house. They go big time, and then all of a sudden you knew them when.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
the host families, we've been doing this long enough that the host families often have stayed involved in the lives of these young men, and they've seen them get married and have kids and become doctors and lawyers and engineers, and some of them have made it to the pro level, so you just never know. The host families are... We can't do it without the host families because we don't have a budget to put them anywhere else. We don't have housing. So we put two kids to a host family, and really we just ask for a bed and a place to do laundry and some breakfast food, and then pack them up and get them out of there for the day because we play every day.
Yeah. Where do you guys play? Where's your field practice field and stuff?
So, Basket Road up in Webster, so off of 104. And so we look for host families primarily in the Webster, Ontario, and Northern Penfield area because we don't want the guys having to drive, you know, an
Too
hour
far,
to get
right.
to the field.
Sure. So then how do we get a hold of you? Is your website or somewhere we can, you know, contact our listeners to you?
Absolutely. GoRidgeman.com. GoRidgeman, and that's plural, M-E-N, GoRidgeman.com.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming on with us, Mark. Appreciate it and all the stuff you do with your guys. And go Ridgeman!
Go Ridgeman!
Go Ridgeman!
Yeah.
Hold on. Station in Rochester.
We're singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time!
Turn it up! Because it is Friday. Lots going on. Are you guys playing a game today or tonight?
Or this weekend?
No.
Nothing yet? You haven't started yet?
No. June 1st, the players arrive.
Gotcha. Sounds good. So that's why we're still looking for... I get it. I'm still looking for host families. All right.
Yeah. GoRichMadden.com. We need 14 more.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for being on, man. And Sandy, I'm so ready. This week, I need to flush this week down the toilet. Okay? Yeah. We got to get it out of here.
It's over. For you, it's over.
It is done, at least for anybody who's a Monday through Friday. So it is now time to kick...
off...
the weekend!
Yay. Mark's got it! That's what I'm talking about! A 98.9 The Buzz!
Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.